Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Football Friday, my guy.
Thanks, my man.
I did like a hands together thing,
okay.
Like a praying thing.
Yeah.
It was more like meant like an Italian thing, like one of these. Like you say, I really love
talking
Italian
with your hands.
Yeah, that's where we're at today.
I get it.
But it's a Football Friday.
Praying seems fitting, though, too.
Don't do that. No. Here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to play Michael Stanley for 5 minutes to start the show and then spend the next 3 hours and 55 minutes crapping all over the Browns' chances to win on Sunday. I'm not promising you Homer radio today. All right? That's not what I'm saying. And, Chris, if you have other than positive feelings here, but I don't know who bleeped in the Wheaties of Cleveland sports media, but I feel like we went from a party on Tuesday to a requiem for a season on Friday. And everybody's failing the vibe check specifically today and yesterday.
Isn't that natural progression, though? Like, you get closer and closer to game day.
And more and dreaded?
No, not that you dread it, but you get a little bit more nervous.
No.
You get a little bit caught up in some of the things that you may be worried about going into the game.
No.
Because you're further away from the honeymoon phase of training camp.
So you would rather live in the lie, the bubble that is Team Spin Central, than live in the reality of football being played and testing everyone's mettle.
No, I just think it's a natural thing. I think it's a natural progression to get a little bit more nervous as game time approaches thinking about the negatives.
I'm not spending the rest of my life with Kevin Stefanski, although he is dreamy.
You're not?
No. And by the way, not even my type. I'm not even his type. Why are we talking about this? My point is, I don't understand dreading this game. I mean, I understand looking at Dak Prescott and saying, hot damn, that's a damn good quarterback.
Yeah.
And honestly, an underrated quarterback.
And looking at the Cowboys and saying, that's a really good team.
No. That's a really good collection of like 5 or 7 dudes atop the roster. Jerry Jones spent this offseason dismantling the Dallas Cowboys team that won 12 games last year. I'm not saying that they're going to be the number one pick this year, but I'm too blinded by the lack of logic in their offseason going into a year with a lame duck quarterback and lame duck head coach. I think it's a dumbest thing ever. I'm incensed on behalf of Cowboys fans, and I don't even like the Dallas Cowboys. So, like, maybe this is a blind spot, But no, I mean, okay, so you can respect the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
While still, like, being prideful of your team and thinking this is a good team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because, like, that's where I am. Like, okay, Dallas is a worthy adversary.
Yes.
Even with what I think is some problems with the depth in their roster.
Uh-huh.
And just dry spots in a couple spots in their roster.
Yeah.
But, like, I think the Browns are the – if we just take it from running back down,
mm-hmm.
I think the Browns are by far a better roster. And I don't know why that doesn't counteract any of the concern, whatever you know.
What's the concern that you're hearing from people that you're speaking of?
It's the same thing that I've heard for 6 months, which is Deshaun Watson.
Okay, gotcha.
Right? Like, I don't hear – I mean, I hear – like, I'll be honest, I have other things, and we'll get to that later. But,
sure.
Like – yeah, it's everything. If anybody's cautiously, I'm going to sit back and watch this one play out. If you're not going Super Bowl, Super Browns today, it is, well, I don't know what you can get out of Sean week one.
Well, I think all of these things that you bring up are entirely fair. And I think that's the fascinating thing about the Browns this year, is that so much of what they can be or how good they can be. Because I think that's the conversation surrounding this Browns team, Nick. I don't think it's a question of, are they good? I don't think it's a question of, are they playoff caliber? I think it's a question of, how good are they? How good can they be? And I think the variable that matters the most when it comes to answering that question is exactly what you said. It's Deshaun.
So can I then spin this in a way that I tried this with JP yesterday. I think we saw eye to eye on it. But I totally understand if you look at this and say, well, if Deshaun isn't healthy or if he isn't good, you're not winning a Super Bowl. And I do understand that, and I agree
uh-huh.
with that.
Uh-huh.
But the way I look at it is I think everybody else, the other 52 guys, determine the floor of your team,
yeah.
to which I think they have a tremendously high floor because this is a roster teeming with talent,
mm-hmm.
and then I think Deshaun kind of decides the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case for a lot of teams around the NFL. I think that's just the reality of what the quarterback means to a team's ceiling. To me, I've always looked at the ceiling of a football team, the head coach and the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Kevin Stefanski. I do. I think he is an elite-level play caller. I think he is a great coach. So my questions don't reside with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's with Deshaun. And you flipped it and you talked about Dallas and the holes that the Cowboys have across their roster and maybe some depth concerns that you have there and maybe some bad decisions that they made this offseason. But they have a piece that is more of a known commodity at the most important position, a guy who has had more success recently than Deshaun has had. A
That's
guy
totally
who is
fair.
In a different tier of quarterback than Deshaun. And the belief is that even if Dallas has some concerns, that guy, Dak, covers some of those up, right? That's what an elite quarterback is supposed to do. So if you're asking me, like, one of the first things that I look for going into a game when we talk about confidence meter, and it may seem simplistic, but I don't care. Like, I look at the quarterback matchup. And that's not always going to decide the result of a game on a Sunday because crazy things happen because it's football. But that's the first thing that I look for when talking about confidence in a team's ability to win or a team's ability to win at the highest level.
So I do think that's true. But I think the problem is the quarterback game is, honestly, it's a great way to gamble. That's fair amount of how I've been decently successful at that thing. But like with Dak, so to draw the difference,
yes.
With Dak, I think Dak is responsible for their floor and their ceiling because that's how much is on Dak in that scenario. And specific to what you just said, I think it's fair to say.
Not an Ezekiel Elliott fan?
No. Well, I mean, I was five years ago.
Not at this
good.
Stage when he's
yeah.
dusty.
Yeah, nor Dalvin Cook.
Yes,
I also
right.
liked him when he was good, too. I liked all the good football players when they were good.
Yeah.
But I think, like, specific to the Deshaun thing, I don't know when the unknown or I don't know automatically became a negative.
Mm.
And I think that's where like I think the confidence level drop
yeah.
I think is honestly we're just I think it's protecting your feelings if you say, well, this is an unknown, or you can't guarantee Deshaun is going to be great this year, so while Cowboys win the quarterback matchup by, I don't know.
Yeah.
What Deshaun's going to show up. And the idea, I haven't given up on the idea that other Deshaun, or at least a guy that gives you a chance to win, can show up on Sunday. As a matter of fact, I think this is the best chance.
Yeah.
He's healthy. He hasn't been hit in 9 months, or 10, almost 12 months. Like, this should be the time where he should be able to go out there and give his best chance, because he'll never be more healthier than he is today.
So I'm curious, why haven't you given up on that idea?
Because I think mostly it's my contrarian response to the idea that recency bias is the only thing that matters in sports. So
important.
Here's the other thing. Nah, but recency also can lie to us. And I think people. Okay, now we're really going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
I think people got it wrong about the last 2 years.
Okay,
he was objectively bad 2 years ago, and I thought last year was a step up.
Okay,
so if last year was a step up, there's no reason there's another step up coming with health.
Okay. But this also is not the transitive property, as you well know. This is not a formulaic thing. Like, just because a guy improves slightly from 1 year to the next, it doesn't mean that there is guaranteed to be that next step forward.
Yeah, and
an upward trajectory.
It doesn't just guarantee, like, there's not.
You're absolutely right. But at this point, since being a Brown, I think we can all admit that there's been more questions than answers, and there's been more negative than positive.
Yeah, well, no, because the bar was so high.
Well, of
and that,
course.
That continues to be why the unknown is negative for people, is that because the end result is, well, he hasn't met the bar anyway, so if he hasn't done it now, why will he now?
Well, I think the bar should be high. I think it should be high for Deshaun. I think it should be high for this team in general. Like, I think success for this team, if we're talking about this year, getting to the playoffs is not just a success. Like, at one point during this era, like, yeah, getting to the playoffs, that was a success. But that's not where they are anymore. That's not where this roster is. That's not what the expectation should be. And Deshaun should have a level of expectation that is also attached to that, don't you think?
Yes, but that's a big picture thing. That's a global thing versus a week one thing. And I think we're conflating the long-term distress with, all right, you are a healthy team.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually as healthy as you've been all year long to this point, and so is Deshaun. And health matters early, and the fact that both teams are going to have rust.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's baked into the feeling surrounding any week one game, don't you?
I don't think it always is, but for me it is. I think for you it is.
Yeah.
If that makes
and
sense.
I think it has to be for this team, too, specifically, because of the circumstances surrounding everything with this roster and everything that played itself out during training camp in the preseason. You've got a quarterback who has not played at all, has not taken a meaningful rep at all in terms of preseason. You've got all these questions in terms of the offensive line. So, like, to me, some of their issues become a little bit more magnified by the whole game one thing, but everything that they had to deal with throughout the course of this offseason. And it doesn't mean that the Browns are in a bad place going into week one against Dallas, but I certainly think that there's a level of uneasy attached to this team specifically going into week one.
216-474-0092. Give us a call at Nick Wilson Says, at Chris Fedor. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. My vibes, my confidence have not dropped throughout this week. They might not have started at the highest level, but I am not giving into panic. I am not giving into fear. I cannot stop singing the theme song.
Geez.
And I can't stop doing it like Peter Griffin did Beverly Hills Cop thing, so just lock in. And why am I doing this? But go watch Family Guy after about 6:53 tonight.
Or watch better shows than that. Be an adult.
I'm going to need you to show your work.
No, I'm good.
Name a better show.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
You say Numbers? You say something with...
Numbers?
I'm just wondering what lame-ass show you think is better than Family Guy.
Oh, my God. I could go down a list, a lengthy list.
Please don't. Win a pair of tickets to the Taste of the Browns September 16th at Cleveland Browns Stadium to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Just enter the word AWARE by the end of our show at 923thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from the Greater Cleveland Food Bank and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. So when you and I
the
talk...
The Wire, Entourage,
Entourage
Sopranos.
Is not better than... I like Entourage. It's not better than Family Guy.
Are you... Go somewhere.
It's the most cyclical show.
Do I really have to? Do I have to host with you for 5 hours? Really?
I mean, I believe
after that comment,
I'm going to say the person
friends.
Yeah, just stop it. Stop. Friends was more culturally relevant. Actually, I don't even know that's true anymore. Family Guy. Are there GIFs and memes of Friends on Reels? Because that's the definition of cultural relevance in 2024 is what has the most memes and GIFs and Reels. Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
that's not like a hot take. Not like Gene
I guess
Shalit
I don't live
here.
In that world. That same world.
Yeah, the
sorry.
Real world.
Oh my gosh.
Now, with that being said, when you and I talked about this game, and again,
It's not a meme, so it's not really important. Okay,
That's not what I said.
This is the world we're in right now.
I didn't say important.
Oh,
I said that is
it's not
one
a
way...
meme, so it's not culturally relevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to get off my lawn, old man. And take your underwear with you. But no, so we were talking about this. So again, my problem is not if you started the week cynically, that's fine. If you're still there, if you're still in the pit of despair, I have no quarrel with you because your reasoning, I think, is valid and true if you started the week thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will not police that. But as people who started on Tuesday morning waving the brown and orange flag, buying Bernie Kosar jerseys, coming out here to Rally House, who today are like, what's even the point, man? Like, we turn into crappy existentialists by Friday after being the greatest optimist ever on Tuesday. And that is what I'm fighting back. If you were confident on Tuesday, which I was reasonably confident, you should be confident today. This is a should win game. You are the better team.
Ooh. Are they?
I thought you were just spotting a really nice, like, piece
no.
of merchandise around here. That's what
you're really convinced that the Browns are a better team than Dallas?
Yes. I think Dallas had the worst offseason in the NFL, and I'm not saying that because we're playing them week one.
Okay, but like Dallas.
All right, back at it here on The Fan. It is Jonathan with you guys. Little bit of an issue over there at the Rally House. We'll get to those guys coming up in just a little bit. I have that thing. I've had this happen one other time in my career where I run into a studio and then I just can't catch my breath. I was one time doing updates, and it was I ran into the studio. This was years ago. This was back at the network I was at in Houston. Because there was like an automatic. It was a time thing, right? And I ran back into the studio, and I had to hit the minute update, and I just was so out of breath. It just didn't work in the slightest bit at all. It was wild. So anyway, we have that. We caught it. We're good. Let's bring on Dan Menigan. Let's talk a little bit about the Browns. What's up, man?
You've never had that happen before? I've had to do that at a couple of the Browns when you're down at the tailgate and all that kind of stuff. There's a couple of those where all of a sudden it drops. It's like, oh, no, we got to go.
I take easy saunters in everywhere. Light jogs in everywhere.
A jog, a soft Y.
I think where we joined the conversation, last I heard before they cut off was Fedor trying to be, he sounded perplexed at the idea that the Browns are better than the Cowboys. Why is that such a perplexing thing?
I wonder if it's just because we all have this scar tissue that's built in our heads of watching those Deshaun Watson offenses and how clunky they were. I mean, let's be real honest. Outside of one half, the offense was clunky.
No, I disagree with that.
Really?
I think so. There's been
Showing
two
your
games.
Work?
Yeah, there were two games where Deshaun Watson I thought looked great. The final three games we watched him in a Browns uniform, I thought he was great. But two of those games, I thought he was awesome, but we didn't pay attention to it because the defense is. We're awesome for the Browns and overshadowed it. The Titans game is example number one. He had a passer rating in the 115s. As you guys know, one teens leads the NFL in passer rating on any given year. Derrick Henry was stopped for 20 total yards on 11 carries. The Titans scored the fewest amount of points they'd scored in a game since 1997 when they went to Tennessee. Deshaun Watson was awesome. Just the defense was so great.
Well, and on top of that one, let's be real honest, too. That Titans defense last year was horrid. At least at that point, it was pretty bad.
Oh, but he still did it.
That's true.
I mean, you gotta give
That's
credit.
True.
If I hit a 7-foot putt, you got to give me credit for hitting the 7-foot putt, right?
I mean, is there a hook on this putt, or are we just going straight forward? Are we just powering through the break?
The other game, though, was the Cardinals game. I always power right through the break. You know that about me. We're going to three-putt the hell out of this, but I'm gonna power right through the break.
See, now if anything belongs on the Jonathan Peterlin business card, it should say that one. Jonathan Peterlin, I power through the break.
Could mean so many things. The other one is the Cardinals game, though, Dan. We don't talk about the Cardinals game. Why?
Yeah, because Easton Stick was the opposing quarterback.
But the defense...
No, it wasn't Easton Stick. Oh, heck. What was that poor kid's name?
Clayton Tune. Good pull, Jax. And what happened in that game? Browns defense absolutely shut him out. That was it. All right. Let's go back out to our guys at the Rally House. It's Nick. It's Chris. What's up, guys?
Hey. You guys just hopped right in there. I know I've heard dueling banjos. I've never heard dueling sports talk shows before. I kind of think we should just do like a left channel, right channel thing.
Sure. Well, yeah, we were also taking requests, and I have a tip jar out too.
Okay. Here's a tip. You work in radio. No one's going to put any money in that.
I thought we were playing dueling pianos. I thought it was.
Oh, no.
I think a Taylor Swift song came through, Chris. I don't know.
Yes.
It wasn't just sports takes they were asking for.
It's some new Linkin Park.
Is she more or less relevant than Family Guy? I'm sorry. I'm still very salty about that.
Oh, my gosh.
But, okay, by the way.
She is one of the most influential people in this world.
Yeah.
In the last decade.
I know, I was just being a dude.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
Right. I thought you had a real take on that.
No, we were about to fight. No, I got a real take on the new Linkin Park thing. That's awesome.
Yes.
She's awesome.
She's great.
I heard her voice last night.
Terrific.
Like everybody else did.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You don't miss a beat there.
It's different. Very different. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to, but I think it works.
I do, too.
I listened to their live show. They did that live show to kind of announce the whole thing. It was about an hour long. I listened and watched that entire show/concert twice last night after the football game finished off.
And remember when you said you should watch something better than Family Guy?
Yes.
One of those times you could have just watched Family Guy.
I could have.
Yeah.
But that would not have been better than the Linkin Park concert.
The second time through it might have been better.
No, I don't think so.
So we were talking about...
You could give me the fifth time through. You could give me the tenth time through and I'd still believe the same thing.
What I think is interesting is, to me, when we carry things over from one year to another, because we were talking about... All right, last year versus this year, and how that kind of locks into Dallas and Cleveland, how you might feel differently.
Uh-huh.
This is the same Browns roster that won 11 games, and five of those games they had a quarterback who was as good as he's been but still not as good as maybe we hoped he would be, and you're now adding that guy back.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, to me, that's where, like, the math is mathing for me is I look at that Dallas team, and I'm like, yeah, man, you got Dak, you've got Micah, you've got
CeeDee Lamb,
you've got Trevon, and those are great players.
Yeah.
I do not want to disrespect those dudes because they are great, great football players and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that puts you in this game. But I think I'll be honest with you. I just think the Browns are returning more of a better team outside the quarterback than Dallas is. And, oh, by the way, you actually are plugging back in who should be the best quarterback that you had last year.
But was he?
Yes. I think we've completely deflated the interceptions for Flacco because it was convenient and it was fun. The interceptions were ghastly.
Oh, they were backbreak.
Ghastly.
Yes. The timing of some of them, too, were just, oh, my gosh. They ruined opportunities to win games. But, like, I think one of the reasons why the Dallas evaluation is a little bit easier and different and why maybe people are more willing to give them the benefit of the doubt is because the reasons why, the primary reasons why they were a 12-win team, those still exist to the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Would you admit that? When it comes to the Browns, the primary reasons why they won as many games as they did last year, they aren't all in place at the same level.
I can follow your logic.
So, like, Nick Chubb's not there to start week one against Dallas. The Joe Flacco, comeback player of the year, the guy who turned this Browns offense into something really, really explosive down the field, yes, he made mistakes. Yes, he turned the ball over.
Eraser phrase.
But, like, that version of the quarterback play that they got last year that played a big part in getting them to the point where they were in the standings, that variable has been eliminated.
I gotta say, I forgot to...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sean's record last year and what their record was early in the season. Was that...
we're doing the win-loss record for quarterbacks?
No, we're doing his stats were actually pretty decent, and he won a bunch of games.
Do you think Deshaun played at a higher level than Joe Flacco did last year?
I think if we go from him when he came back from Arizona on, yes.
Okay, but
even
like,
with the two bad quarters to start the game.
How about just period? Like, have that conversation.
Yeah.
You think Deshaun was better than Joe Flacco last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think we really, in the moment, we all overlooked things that were detrimental to winning because they weren't causing to lose in that moment. And that's, I think Joe Flacco's interceptions are why he got your ass whooped in the playoffs. And I think because
we
like Joe, we walk back on that, and we do this with guys that we instinctively love.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to hammer them, and we give them grace. And because Deshaun hasn't earned that yet for whatever reason, and I can get into that specific idea, but like, I guess my point is, I don't look at the last 2 years mm-hmm. as in the same boat. I look at one as playing bad, one being injured, and so I do think. Within there is the thing of, well, it's not just like he objectively played horribly. He failed to get to the level we wanted,
mm-hmm.
but I think you look to this year, I think this idea that vibes should be down today, like we should assume Deshaun will fail, I know that it's a possibility. I know that Deshaun last year, I'll be honest with you, I'm so much more concerned about the health of that shoulder than I am him not knowing football or having lost his mojo, as mm-hmm. it were. But, like, I understand it. I just don't understand going into this game going, wow, Dallas is just going to it's just going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm not kind of there, but
the Browns
I do think
still are 3-point favorites.
Yeah, just because they're at home, so it's basically like pick 'em, essentially, right?
That was certainly the logic 10 years ago. I don't know if that's still the same logic now.
I mean, I think it kind of is.
Post-COVID, that got all
especially
wonky.
Opening day, being at home, I think that matters.
I would give
him
an
betting extra
half point for that.
Oh, a half point.
Yeah, a half
that's
point.
It?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's you don't get to
be. Are they still 3-point favorites? I believe it went down to one.
No, it had been.
I think it's pretty close.
I think it
to
started
at, this point.
At one. Yeah. And then 2 days ago, it went to two. Or no, yesterday, it went to 2.5. Or sorry. As of yesterday, it was 2.5. Now I'm talking myself in circles.
Here's the other reason why, Nick. I think there's a level of trepidation here.
Still 2.5 on the
still 2.5.
Lap, yeah.
Okay. The other reason why I think there's a level of trepidation is because this, to some level, it's opening. It's the opener for the Browns. It's the opener for Dallas, and we already baked into, like, okay, they could have some rust, and they could need time to get adjusted to the newness of the whole roster and the system and all that kind of stuff. But, like, for a September game, this is quite a measuring stick for the Browns.
How? It's not a divisional game. It's not a
because
conference game.
Dallas is the kind of team that you want to see if the Browns can be. Dallas is the caliber team that you want to believe the Browns can get to. This is a 12-win team last year.
A team that loses in the first round of the playoffs, they already were there.
You can't predict what's going to happen in the playoffs. There are a lot of things that go into that. You
with
can't
Dallas,
just assume,
I think you can.
Oh, can you? With Dak Prescott in Dallas, you just
it seems
every
to
single
be,
year.
Seems to be a pretty recurring theme. So
until that year that they actually win and go on a run,
by
because
the way,
it could happen.
I don't think the Cowboys are anywhere close what I want the Browns to be. And not because of the playoff shot.
They're
that was
closer
cool.
than if they were playing against like Jacksonville, New York, Las Vegas, the other teams that are coming up on the schedule. So if one of those teams was on the schedule for this coming Sunday, you'd have people walking around with their chests out. You would have people talking about Browns Super Bowl. You'd have people talking about all the things that you're optimistic about.
216-474-0092. I guess we'll ask you this question. Fedor thinks, and I'm just going to completely put it on you.
All right,
that
thanks.
This Dallas game is a measuring stick game for the Cleveland Browns. Do you agree with that sentiment? And we all lost the plot in the regular season opener last night. I think we all lost the plot for last night for what was a pretty tremendous game between the Chiefs and Ravens.
In what way?
Everybody's talking about a damn toe. Nobody's talking about John Harbaugh. Immediately throwing up the two.
Oh, yeah.
That dude has learned what nobody else in the NFL has learned, which is I'd rather lose to Patrick Mahomes in a 2-point conversion
yes.
at the end of regulation than dare lose to him in overtime.
Yeah.
And I got to say, stones move from Harbaugh. I wish I didn't have to hate that guy.
Even with the different rules when it comes to overtime, I like that. I mean, he had no hesitation whatsoever. Yeah. He is my kind of coach.
Well, and I, you know, it's funny. In the moment, I was trying to think to myself, what would Stefanski do? Because I think Stefanski would go for two as well.
I think he would. He's my kind of coach too.
Well, but I think my favorite thing about Kevin is when all of a sudden it's like third and two, and he's like, should we do a flea flicker for a 40-yard completion? Like the kind of things where you're like, okay, that took some huevos to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the biggest story coming out of last night, that they were going for two. And I'll be honest with you, I think after the play that I keep almost calling him likely made,
mm-hmm.
I think they get it. I think that's how.
Sure, you can say that because you don't know how it's actually going to play out.
So you don't think momentum's real? You don't
no,
think the momentum,
I do not.
You don't think that momentum.
No.
Because here's the thing. It takes Mahomes out of the equation.
Of course it takes Mahomes out of the equation, and that increases their chances, which is why you do that. You try and limit that possibility as much as you can, but it still requires you executing at the goal line. It still requires your offensive line blocking Chris Jones. It still requires your wide receivers getting open. It still requires making the right play call and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, because they had this emotional catch right in the back of the end zone, that's going to carry over and Kansas City's going to be doomed and they can't really recover emotionally.
No, they couldn't recover because the game would be over. That's how it works. You score the 2 points.
No, I'm saying after the likely one, I'm not going to just assume that they would get the 2-point conversion because of momentum or positive vibes or whatever else you're talking about.
You act like I'm a soothsayer. You act like I'm Miss Cleo reading the cards here. I think everybody felt like if you go for two there, you.
I don't think everybody felt like that. I think people feel like their chances would have increased, but I don't think everybody's sitting here saying they would have gotten it for sure. No way.
I think in short spurts, momentum in a game is real. I think it fades real quick, and I don't think we think about it. But I think knowing that you would have a chance to basically take the ball out of Mahomes' hand,
yeah,
I think that's the kind of thing that gets you in that moment that propels you just a little bit further.
Okay.
You're just a non-believer. That's
in momentum in sports, that is correct. I do not believe
so momentum exists. Why do runs happen in basketball? It's the game of runs.
Well, because it can be a fickle sport, and sometimes you make shots and sometimes you don't.
That sounds like momentum to me.
No, I don't think so.
I also have to say, man, the rigged for the Chiefs crowd can just eat a peach. I'm sorry, man. Like, guys, they played the Ravens. All right?
Yeah.
You don't rig. If they were playing the Carolina Panthers, maybe some of those calls go one way that they don't go the other. The Ravens are one of the fortune sons of the NFL, one of the five teams of the NFL that, and by the way, that because they've been so good for so long, deserve calls like that. You get the benefit of the doubt. That's a real damn thing.
That is true.
But the idea that, like, oh, well, the Chiefs get like a 1% more benefit of the doubt. No, they're in the same category. They are the favored sons of officials and everybody else because they're so good for so damn long. Can you agree the rigged for the Chiefs thing is the dumbest thing in the world?
I would agree with that. At one point when I used to just hate watching the Seattle Seahawks, I felt like it was rigged in favor of Seattle. And going to play in Seattle was always going to be problematic for a team. So at one point in my early age when I didn't have as much experience, let's say, and knowledge, let's say, maybe I would allow my emotions to get the best of me, and I'd probably be on board with the whole rigged for the Chiefs thing.
Before I was married and had children and had lain with my wife, I believe things differently. But now that I'm a man, I do not believe in momentum.
Evolve.
But I do
evolve
believe.
Evolve or perish.
And nor do I no longer believe in the idea of things being rigged for teams. I am above all of that.
That is right. That's exactly right.
I gotta say,
exactly how I phrased it too.
That might be the best Thursday night football game we've had in 5 years.
It was
years.
So good.
It really was.
Thursday night football is horrible lately.
And last night continued to I feel about Lamar the same way I feel about Dak, where it's like that is a guy who his teammates are just not doing enough to help win. Like, that was the Lamar show. Lamar had almost 400 yards.
Put the team on his back.
Did not have an interception. Pat did.
Yeah.
And you lose by 7, even with that late touchdown with the toe over the line.
Well, that's the thing about Lamar. And that's the thing that you love about Lamar is he does not have to be a great thrower. He does not have to be great when it comes to the passing game to elevate his team in a different kind of way. He can find multiple ways to beat a defense.
So what's
and
weird,
I don't think he was great as a passer last night.
Yeah, what's weird about the passing thing is I don't think Mahomes – I mean, Mahomes had some great plays.
Yeah, he had some.
Mahomes also has those plays that make you go, I don't know about that.
Yeah, right.
But I also think, like, specific to Lamar thing, like, I kind of see a little bit more the gunslinger of Lamar coming out. So, like, I think if you're – I think if you have a gripe with Lamar anymore, it's, well, he's maybe not as consistent of a gunslinger as other guys. But, dude, I don't know, man. I watched that guy spin out of a play and throw on a dime and – it gets right where it needs to be.
Yeah.
So like, I almost feel like I'm like fighting you about the knock against Lamar, probably because I'm just I feel like that's played out. I think the dude's a gunslinger now. He's not. I mean, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Mahomes.
Right, right.
But I mean, I watching that guy last night. It was like much like Harbaugh. I wish I didn't have to hate this guy.
There's a reason why he wins MVPs. I mean, we can sit here and we can talk about the things that he doesn't do at the highest level. We can sit here and we can criticize and say X is a better thrower than him, Y is a better thrower than him, Z is a better natural quarterback, however you want to define that, you know what I mean? But I think sometimes in the case of Lamar, you have to expand your way of thinking, and you have to understand that it's stop focusing on what he can't do and just focus on the brilliant things that he does do on a weekly basis. And he is a worthy MVP candidate every single season because he elevates the play of everybody around him. Those wide receivers aren't great.
What's right? funny about it is
Derrick Henry didn't look great.
I mean, Zay Flowers is fast as hell, but again, his boo-boo.
Yeah.
Is one of the reasons they didn't win the AFC right. title game. And, well,
and there
night,
are limitations there for a young wide receiver.
Well, like last night, toe on the line.
Yeah.
Like that's what I think
well,
is.
That was a hard catch. But yes.
I'm not trying to discredit the game. Yes. I'm just saying, like, that is a moment where Lamar does everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's fortune, luck, momentum, or anything else.
I can tell you it's not momentum.
But, well, 13 years ago, would have told Virgin Chris Fedor would give me a different beat on that. Thank you very much. But I do think, like, running it back, like, there's just something that continues to be that quarter yard short. I think last night did showcase, and I think Chiefs hatred is full on, by the way, because Rick for the Chiefs crowd was out. Mahomes didn't deserve to win this game crowd was out. And I'm not there yet. I'm sure I can get there.
Mm-hmm.
I usually am first on board on the hating greatness train. I seem to be lagging behind. But I just think last night illustrated that you can play almost a perfect game. I'm not saying Lamar was flawless. You can play an almost perfect game, and it just doesn't matter. And I think that is only makes this season more interesting because I think it's only going to make the Chiefs more hateable when that exact thing happens 11 more times.
I appreciate greatness, unlike you. I love greatness.
I just said I don't hate them yet.
You're eventually going to.
I said yet.
That's how you're phrasing
it. I noticed my limitations.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to continue to enjoy them every single week as long as they're not playing against the Browns. Because I love watching greatness. That's what sports is about.
But you can do that because we haven't faced off against them this iteration
of the
Browns.
That's what I'm saying.
This could be the year that ends.
It could be.
This divisional round, AFC title game, this could be the time where late January we have to start deciding whether we're going to mother bleep. It's not a decision. It's going to happen. Mother bleep Pat Mahomes or not.
Could be. Emphasis on could be.
Browns just gotta do the thing.
Well, I mean, a lot of things have to go right for them.
Yeah.
We can say that.
Yeah. Like every other team in the NFL.
Well, their margin for error is a little bit different than the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's that
Chiefs.
Kind of analysis that keeps us coming back to you, buddy.
And some of these other teams like Baltimore.
So
you
what
would
the
admit
Cavs,
that.
What do the Cavs have to do this year? a lot of good things gotta go right.
A lot of things have
that.
To go right. Luck has to be on their side.
Hey,
health.
What's it going to take for me not to die by 50 by a heart
there
attack?
There we go.
A lot of things got
to
go right.
More levels. A
lot
to this.
Of things got to
you know,
go right.
Every time we talk about levels in sports, you have a problem understanding it. You realize that?
I think the guy that is a non-believer momentum is the is the one that's having problems understanding things here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.